Discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Coucou! Welcome to French Your Way podcast. This is episode 94. What is coucou that I started the episode with? That is a question asked by EJ, I think. I'm sorry if I mispronounce your name. You know who you are. You have written to me to ask, what is coucou? You started the podcast today by saying coucou. I know this song from Django Reinhardt. I thought coucou was the sound of the bird, and then I read that it meant peekaboo, but you used it today kind of like hello. So you've probably explained this somewhere in your podcast. No, I hadn't, but I haven't made my way through them all yet. And you're right on everything, EJ, about all this translation, EJ or age, not sure, sorry. So I'm going to take them over, so one by one, and just do a little bit of vocab for today. But coucou, yes, it's spelled C-O-U-C-O-U, and it means hi. It's an informal way of saying hi, so you only say it to like relatives or babies and children or really friends. So it could also be translated by hey there, so really, really informal, but it's also very cute. So that's also why we use it when we play peekaboo. We don't say peekaboo in French, we say coucou. Coucou, and that's a word that I say about a million times at the moment to baby Lily, and she understands it well now, and that's very new. That's from the past few days. She's been waving at me or at us when we say coucou to her. So it's really cute. So, it means hi, hey there, peekaboo. Actually, when you play peekaboo, when you open your hands and you show your face, you say coucou. And when you close them back, you hide your face or you hide yourself behind the door, you say caché, so it means hidden. Like a cache is a hidden place, right? The coucou is also a bird. That's the cuckoo, like the bird that lays its legs in another bird's nest. It's also a flower, so I've been looking it up online, like to see the translation, and that would be a wild daffodil or a wild narcissus. I don't know if these two are the same flower when you said wild daffodil or wild narcissus, but it's cuckoo in French also. The cuckoo clock, the clock with the little bird that springs out of it every hour. It's a cuckoo, cuckoo. That's called un cuckoo as well. Now, I have to it's going to be a bit of a digression, but I'm going to share with you a fear that I have every single time I'm writing an email that starts with coucou, so to my friends. I always double check the spelling because I'm terrified about writing coucou, so about forgetting the first U between, because coucou means like you... cuckold, I think, like you're being cheated on. So that's really not nice. It is just one letter difference. And so I always double check my spelling. And there are a few words like that, whether it's in French or in English, that I'm always extra careful when I use them. So here are the others. So there's the other formal way of greeting, and it's both hi and bye in French. You can use salut. Salut, for me it's easy, but it's for French students, French learners. Sometimes, you know, because the U sound is a little bit tricky for some of you, for those of you who don't have this sound in their language. So salut, I often hear something like salaud, and salaud is an insult in French. French from France, because if you listen to my other podcast, which is French Voices Podcast, episode 54 is with artist Sylvie Pelletier, and she's from Quebec, and we talk about that word salaud, which is a word that has a totally different meaning and that is used in Quebec, in Canada. Yes, in French, from France, you cannot use it because it's only the insult. So it's interesting there. So that's just a word of caution for you if you're not really confident about your pronunciation. Instead of using salut, you can just use bonjour or au revoir, and it's a bit safer. Now in English, when I speak English, you know, we live next to the beach, and I always make sure that I make a long, like deliberately long E. Because I'm worried about saying, you know, the other word with a short E. So we're going to the beach. And the same with when I was teaching in larger classrooms and I was telling them to take out a sheet. So I was making it extra long so that I wouldn't say it, like a swear word. But I actually thought, used to think that the difference between, so I'm going to do it with ship and sheep was the length of the E. It's actually a slightly different sound. Now my ear is more tuning to it. It's not the same E. It's not the same I, actually. So that also makes me think that I'm designing. I started it like over a year ago, but I've been considerably slowed down by my baby girl. But I have a phonetic course that will be put online that is in the working process. I'm having help at the moment to help me just make nice PDFs and nice worksheets, because all the content have been designed, and then I need to record the videos and the MP3s to go with that course. It's an extensive phonetic course from beginner to advanced. I try to cover every single French sound that could be a problem for learners. So it will come out eventually. And if you're interested in being updated as to when this course is ready, please subscribe to my newsletter, because then I will let you know about where I'm up to soon and when it's ready, above all. So my newsletter, you can go subscribe at frenchaway.com.au/newsletter. That's a direct link to it. Or if you visit my website, there's also like on each page, you can do that. Yes, so thanks a lot and see you in the next episode of French Away Podcast.